the early days of auto building, hundreds of car makers battled for their own slice of the pie. With limited resources and few good roads, one of the biggest hurdles was just finding a place to test a new model. We'll go to one of those first test facilities, a place you know well, when the American Countryside returns after this. Memorial Day weekend is always a special time at this track. Donald Davidson is the historian at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
In the fall of 1909, they put down 3,200,000 paving bricks, and that's why the place is called the Brickyard.
The original idea was not only to test new cars, but also to run races that would showcase the latest advancements by many small automakers in the area.
They started out well, and they started to drop off during the summer. They said, what are we going to do? And so for 1911, we'll have a super colossal extravaganza with a huge purse. What shall we have? And after quite a bit of discussion, they thought, well, we need something that starts mid-morning and is over late afternoon, early evening. It's time to get the folks home for supper. And so something lasting around 7 hours, and they figured out 500 miles, and that had a magic ring, so that's what they did.
Races have been held here ever since, with the exception of 6 years when the race was canceled due to World Wars I and II. The first runnings of the Indianapolis 500 accomplished just what the track owners had hoped. It built interest in the brands of cars in the race. However, it's safe to say those first racers didn't hit the speeds of today's winners.
It was Ray Haroon driving a Marmon. It was a racing version of the Marmon passenger car, although it had a lot of stuff that wasn't available to the public, so the intent was already being circumvented. They built a racing car, but it did wonders for Marmon sales, and the average speed was 74.602.
Today's winning drivers will hit qualifying speeds of well over 200 miles per hour. Traveling the countryside in Indianapolis, Indiana, I'm Andrew McRae.